today.
Are you recording?
What's that? Yeah. Is that alright? I wanted to catch some sounds from the bar. Just a rum and coke.
Grape juice, pineapple, and a little bit of cranberry.
Right away, yeah. You're a grandfather. Absolutely. Yeah, I've never understood that. That's why, like you said, April.
I only made this time. Is that good?
Come April, and or cold. But other than that, I don't even, you know what I'm saying? They got it. No, they're going to get it. Elliot's going to get it again. They're going back to the championship. That's automatic. LA's coming, man. LA's better. Or bad. Which is in a football team. Right?
Yeah.
I thought people would just think it was a softball.
Okay.
He got all quiet.
What are all these extra features for?
Sensitivity levels and shit like that.
So I take it out, Davis is gonna croak until he dies.
He's gonna be there.
Yeah. You see it, bro.
When he's got an order, when he has an order to stay, but he's a
managing. Okay. Yeah,
it's a larger step.
Oh, yeah, but I'm just like, so apparently this thing looks like Siri.
I'm gonna get that thing. Just tell me where it's at.
No, I'll get it for you. It's in Los Callejones.
Yeah.
It's just that it's like so many different stores. And I know I'm gonna go there Friday.
It's after Olympics, right?
Yeah. I know I'm gonna go there Friday, so I'll just like just hold on.
Is it in the alley?
Huh?
Is it in the alley?
Yeah. Well,
so Santee Alley.
Maybe I seen it on the corner. Like I know I could if I walked there. Like it's like, you know how the alleys start on Olympic, and then there's one before, what is that? Before Los Angeles, a street before.
Yeah, Maple, right?
Maple? Okay, so Maple. Y aquí está Los Callejones. Maple tiene like McDonald's there. No?
Yeah.
Okay. Pero en este lado, es en esa esquina, es in that corner where they have just accessories así, como así. And I went all the way to the back and I didn't know what it was until I saw a picture in the back. And then I was like, oh. Pero hay diferentes.
You get to go there or you only going to get my thing?
Oh, I'm going to go there to shop, but like.
Oh, okay. If you go, it's fine. I wait.
That's what I'm saying. Like, just hold on. I'm going to go there Friday. I'm going to go there to like get some stuff, but I know I'm going to pass through there. And I'm getting it. It's really short. Like, it's there. Just hold on. I just wanted to come in and still have a drink. Like, just hold on. So I'm going to pick up some stuff.
Don't worry. I'll wait.
Okay.
Started with chairs, you know, right?
Better get him some.
Oh, yeah, that's what he was asking me. Like, are you going there to get me? Or are you going there for yourself? Okay. Then he felt more confident.
Exactly.
Of course, I'm actually having an area to do that instead of. I'll remember to do this for
you. But it's
not
a single order or a single
family.
It's all ownership.
Is that
sign
new?
Yeah. Chairs. But he owns, like you said. He's got his shareholder.
Put this on
there, so. Yeah, he's got 50%. He's got a shareholder.
He has an ownership stake in his own.
Yeah. I would say that's a lot of controlling. Right? I would say that was a lot of controlling. That's absolutely right. Absolutely right. I never really got into that guy. That's why I don't like always Philly, you know what I'm saying? Norman Brayman.
I'm gonna spread Norman the holiday cheer.
He's the one, the Phillies. I used to live in Miami, Florida. Yeah, Brayman Motors.
That's before Leonard Toast.
Yeah. No, that's in 1994. Christina Ruby bought it. Doris have it now. They bought it in the 94. From Norman Brayman.
It's a very good family.
They didn't, like we were talking about, you know, leaving. Yeah, they didn't do it. They did it where, hey, man, this family is, you know what I'm saying? And we're going to leave it to them. And then when they decide, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. You understand?
It's like the Bears have gone through that family.
Generation and stuff. Absolutely. George Stanley Higgins.
Papa Bear.
Yep, absolutely. Papa Bear. Chicago.
Hello, Jeff.
Hey, buddy. Good to see you, man. You all right? Cool? I'm always all right. Yeah. We're privileged.
No.
Yeah, what I was saying is that, Norman Brayman owned it before the Doris bought it. And then, before that, right around there.
What's he doing? What is this?
I've only been to Sweetville around here a couple of times. I haven't spent any time up there.
Yeah, we the reason I follow him because we got business in Texas. So, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, Philly in Texas, Houston, Dallas.
Why is her the first
time that people boo
Santa Claus?
Our fans are nasty. You're right, yeah. I remember one time we were watching a game, the motherfuckers on acid, and he walks in the field and they're trying to tackle him. He goes, yeah, tip that motherfucker to detox. That fucking, he was on. That's funny, yeah. Philly fans, they don't like that. Christina had a lot of say-so over the new Lincoln Financial Field structure. The architecture.
I'm not really familiar with the city.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that's what I'm telling you. But yeah, she had a lot of say so over it. So that's cool. She's they're both really.
Yeah. One of my trips this year. I got to see the Cubs in the Philadelphia
Stadium.
I'm a Cubs fan.
Yeah.
And I try to see both of them in every city. Yeah.
Maybe you can go back and hear what I ordered.
Hey, you probably didn't know this, but they actually they have business here. They used to do Chestnut Hill Productions. They're movie producers too, and shit. Like, they're really.
Their name is familiar, Chestnut Hill. Yeah.
Yeah. Chestnut Hill Productions.
Yeah. So.
Really blessed people. Do a lot for the city, Philly, Philadelphia.
You go back to the history of Norma.
Like, is he serious?
Yeah.
Center City, Philadelphia.
Billy's calling me, but I just can't seem to shake the shackles of the city.
Like, yeah, but it's
here. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I just can't seem to shake the shackles of the city. But yeah, my city's calling. Yeah. Pull back, you know. Because I hate traveling. I hate it. Plane, train, car, I hate it.
I love to travel. I want to visit my city, but I've got to get away from the city sometimes. I don't recognize
it. Exactly.
Broadway to Figueroa tonight. There's nobody around.
Nobody.
Nobody.
Not a city spirit.
Yeah, maybe. Every once in a while you see people from one hotel to another walking around. But no, I mean.
Out there smoking a cigarette, you know what I'm saying? They got out of their pedal. Yeah.
Now, what they're doing over in South Park.
Yeah. All that with the
LA Live over there is great. But it's all money and it's all youngsters. It's not for me.
It's all the young
people. But it's good.
It's good. It's good for the city. It's good for the youth.
My only problem is with like my Social Security up in there. They got to increase the percentage of these youngsters. They're making outrageous salaries. They
I'm not here.
I ain't doing that.
Yeah,
anymore.
I know.
I ain't getting paid no more. I'm just going to watch you.
Exactly.
See who can do what, who's talking.
I'm not here, Victor. Not here.
What's up, Jeff?
Hey.
Buddy.
I'm all right.
We're just talking about, you know, NFL and sports and stuff.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Bobby and
Billy, bro.
His team, USC.
Yeah. Supposedly, he told
me.
Yeah, he's a really big.
But I can pray for another year. We got city rights.
Yeah, you got the city chapters.
City chapters.
It's tough, man. It's tough. Yeah. He's got chapters. Not just a franchise, chapters. So he knows you're a football fan, huh?
I guess we're going to two games on a Coliseum.
Back in the day.
I think my first game was 9 years old, 1949.
How much was it? Back in the day.
I don't know. But my folks, my parents graduated from USC, I graduated from USC.
Okay.
I remember seeing 49, Jim Sears 51, whatever, Gene Arnett 56.
Yeah.
I've been blessed. I've been blessed.
Absolutely, sir. Absolutely. God is good.
And actually, I will say in tongue in cheek right now, I chose my parents wisely.
Yeah. The problem was to me, but now I was like, hey, you know, pops and mom and, you know, you guys were real strict, but you guys, I know what you guys were doing. And I go, thank you, actually. I go, Dad, remember all them fucking beatings? Well, thank you for, you know, you know what I'm saying? because they wanted to, you know, exceed, you know what I'm saying, excel. Yeah, and if it wasn't for that, man, you know.
I hear you. We don't get into it, but yeah, I hear you. I don't need to get into it either.
I'm just saying that.
That's why you are what you are today, all right? Exactly.
Watch the forum.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't bring my watch.
Oh, I'm Mary Wells.
Okay, but
I like Mary Wells.
Hey, I like Mary Wells. I don't like this song, but I like Mary Wells.
I just loaded everything I got out tonight. That's why I gotta get out of here. Or I would have had one more.
Don't worry, I'm just joking. I'm just kidding. Nice meeting you, bud. ¿Qué hubo? ¿Dónde andaba? ¿Dando la vuelta? ¿Está bien? Se le ocurrió echarse una cerveza.
¿Dónde
está jugando los Lakers? Ya. Yeah. Van ganando, ¿eh?
Actually, I don't even know because I might be special work my son. She went well tonight. So.
How
did
you get stuck now?
We've got this specific project we're working on and we're going through each piece of it each night and we just stay until that piece is fixed and ready. So if it goes well and it's easy when we get out, if not, then we gotta stay.
Hey, what's up, Teddy? Wonderful, bro. Yeah.
I wonder why this how this chick is stuck.
Descanso, ¿verdad? Yeah. Descanso.
I did with your sleep, it's gonna sound like this. Blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm.
I know, I'm not doing it. I'm just trying to cover up the red part because it's like fucking red. I'm trying to get this stick out. January 1st is the
higher than that?
She's stuck. Oh. I don't know why they don't give her a hose to breathe out of. Like the blowtorch, she can attach it with the fucking boat. The movie is they gotta cut something so she can get out. They could just cut a square on the boat. Oh, maybe so the water can get out.
Are you excited? decided to go to the Venus Project?
Yes.
Are the doors going to open automatically?
No, I don't think so.
I want the doors to just go like this.
I told Melissa I was coming up. And she was like, I know, it's like $200 a person. And she made me laugh because she was like, damn, do you get to... And I was like, she was like, you get to see him, right? And I was like, fuck, I better. She was like, she's like, hey, for $200, I better shake his hand. You know, like, you better at least meet him, you know?
I was laughing because she was like, you better at least shake his hand.
No, he like gives you the tour and he walks and stuff. That's what she says. What are you
gonna
ask for?
Stuff. Maybe like.
What's your favorite color?
No. I have some questions.
Like what?
Like, okay. He said that he had videos of how he trained animals. You know, like how he brings food up to the table for them and everything. You know, he was working with animals, and I don't know if he still has those videos of insects, but...
Were you going to ask him how he converted to KKK?
Yeah, I was going to ask also, like, how did he... What did he show Lou, I guess, was the head of the KKK? Like, he showed him... He said, spending an afternoon in his lab, he respected him. But, you know, I'm sure he, like, impressed him with, like, you know, like, awesome, like, shit, like, you know, like, you're fucking a genius, you're smart, you know, he was able to recognize that shit. I'm pretty sure he showed him some awesome shit. I should round up all my questions, like, together and actually ask them things that I want to know.
I know, it's kind of dead. So, they've seized over 30,000 boxes of Cuban cigars at O'Hare International Airport.
Yeah,
did I tell you that already? That's fucked up, man.
Yeah, but, yeah, So you were thinking that you might be asked out with some cigars?
2 boxes, yeah. I mean, that one box, if it doesn't show up, like, that guy will probably split the cost with me, even though the other box from Australia, you know, that was all me, and if that doesn't show up, I'm just screwed. That sucks. 30,000 boxes, and that's just the ones they caught at one airport.
Yeah, imagine like how much is being trafficked through other airports.
Well, I imagine that the U.S. market for Cuban cigars is bigger than probably any other market. Maybe not, but still, it's probably up there. And it's illegal in this country. That's what's crazy about it. It's illegal here, and it's a huge market.
It's illegal here, and it's a huge market here because maybe like, you know, the people that actually are into cigars are people that could actually afford them. And, like, you know, they a lot of the Cuban, thank you, cigar people stand, they had money. They decided to move to maybe the United States. So now there's a big fan, an even larger population, you know? Bigger. I don't know. I do notice that people moved in to LA because there's a lot more traffic than there used to be.
I didn't do hands, did I?
You got one.
It's got a 512 meg SD card in it, and it records directly to MP3. So if you're recording to MP3 at 192 kilobits, it's 5 hours worth of time.
Turn it around.
Those are the mics on the top. They're real sensitive on the top.
Yeah.
you get this just for fun or you need
I wanted to record. Yeah, I wanted to record sounds from the bar, and I'm doing like a little. Do you know what a podcast is? It's like a radio show, but on the internet. Yeah, so I'm trying to do that. That's something I'm playing around with right now. And I got this recorder to just go out and record random sounds and stuff, you know. But I was hoping there'd be like a big fight or something, but...
You didn't see what happened on the other side?
No, what happened?
Almost a fight.
Oh, yeah?
Like,
what, just now?
Yeah, like 10 minutes ago.
Oh, I didn't even notice. Oh, man, missed it.
So how long do you think the tour is for?
That's the thing, I don't know. And she didn't tell me anything about like what time they show up. And, I mean, honestly, we got to try to go there like early in the morning. And once we leave there, we're on the road to Pennsylvania. We got to go. Because Gary's got to be at work by the 24th. That's going to be hard to do, man. Well, we're going to be in Florida, and we're going to have like a day and a half to get to Pennsylvania.
Damn.
I was talking about my deal. We all have it. I mean, it's all been times when we let them get the best of us. I think it's just important to remember that no one falls into a simple set of rules. It's even more important to learn from your mistakes and to fight for the positive choice. So that's what this song is about. Mind it, yes. It's called My Little Demon.
Victor.
Thank you.
Yeah, if you stuck it in your life, you didn't.
Thank you.
like he's always known he can leave, you know, like he did cheat on her once and my mom still like, you know, he just took him.
Yeah!
Good. I'll just take a 7-ouncer. Yeah. Why do you want to drink a lot more anymore? I'm done. Thanks. I want the pony. I should have told him pony. Why didn't I?
If you made one without Grey Goose, just regular vodka, you wouldn't be able to tell the difference.
Oh, you had already made it?
Thanks. Is anything I get on the internet now.
I mean, remember last Friday they offered to you a very good deal? You didn't get anything that day?
Oh. No, I didn't order anything on Friday. What'd you get?
I tried to get a couple of those
same one, computer, the net one.
Oh, yeah?
I couldn't.
No?
I don't think...
Sold oh, out, or what?
The e-book or something?
You know, online, you can have a very good deal with
oh, yeah.
computers. But how much they charge you if you pay with a credit card?
Yeah.
They charge you more with cash? Less with cash?
I mean, they got a computer, it's like...
Yeah!
But when you pay online with your credit card, how much you want to pay total?
Yeah, with tax and shipping? Or, yeah. Yeah, sometimes when they add on shipping, it comes out to be almost as much as if you would just buy locally. But sometimes you get good deals, you know. Depends. Amazon's got good deals.
They got some items, but you have to buy it online.
Yeah. He's right though, like sometimes it looks like a good price, but then you look at shipping and sometimes it comes out to pretty much the same, you know. But it depends, you know, a lot of like guitar centers like this, like Guitar Center's got cheaper prices online than they do in the store, but then when you calculate shipping costs, depending on what you get, then it's like the same, so it kind of fools you, you know?
Yeah,
on that fucking menu, come on, bust it out.
It's on that fucking menu, come on, bust it out.
They don't got no fucking barbecue ribs here. If they do, it's like they fucking toss a rib in a microwave.
But it is a barbecue rib.
Bullshit, they don't got that.
Right there, where's your barbecue rib?
Yeah, go ahead, ask them. I want some ribs.
What kind of ribs you got, Victor?
King Eddie's Saloon's ribs. What other shit do they not have?
They look like
chicken
they don't
pot
have
pie. I want to see their chicken pot pie.
Chicken pot pie sounds good.
They don't got that, dude. They might have had pot pie like once and then put it on the menu. Where's their pastrami? I want to see a pastrami sandwich right now.
Do you have pastrami?
What it says. $3.50. Pastrami sandwich for $3.50.
Where?
Right there under roast beef and cheese. I want some hash browns and gravy right now. It's on the menu.
Where? Where's the $3.50? Maybe $3.50 is...
Roast beef cheese. Underneath there, it says pastrami, $3.50. I've seen them make their chicken wings.
Do you know what Santa always looks funny?
They take fucking raw wings and toss them in the microwave and then throw some sauce on them. Dude, that macaroni salad I got that one night, swear to God, it tasted like someone... Like they boiled shit in water and then strained the water and put it into the fucking. It was like shit water.
Yeah, Melissa said our water tasted bad.
Yeah.
I was trying to ask her, what kind of water do you drink? And she was like, I was drinking it like, you know, like the ones you buy and stuff. And I was like,
oh. Man, I can't believe it's basketball season already. It feels like it just ended.
shit's gonna get lively here at King Eddie's when basketball's on. People love coming here to watch basketball games.
That's a microwave and that's a fryer.
There's no fryer.
Two microwaves? To the goddamn mountain.
I want the iPad.
Oh yeah, she's got one.
Yeah, he bought it for me.
I bought it like the day it came out when I was in San Francisco. It was like $600, something like that.
16.
What's that?
How big the memory? 16 or?
Maybe like I think 14. I only got the 16. Yeah, I got the cheapest one.
It's nice, right?
Yeah, it's really nice.
I like the iPhone better.
Huh?
The iPhone, I like it better.
It's alright, but this is small.
You know I mean? Know, but
yeah, the iPad's pretty cool. The latest operating system that came out. So, you know about Apple TV? The little box you can get to play video on your TV? With the latest operating system on the iPad, if you're playing a movie on your iPad, you can hit a button and then it'll just automatically play on your TV.
Right?
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
It's nice.
Yeah.
But with the...
Wires? No
well,
wires.
You have to buy the Apple TV to hook it up to
you. You need the Apple TV, but
if
still,
you have that,
it's pretty cool.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw it on that day. 500.
500?
I wanna wait. It's still expensive. Yeah.
The thing about the iPad is, I think they're gonna come out with a new version pretty soon. That's gonna have a camera built in on it.
Yeah.
That's what they did.
Randy Alexander.
They did like, I would say, model 1, model 2, model 3. Like what they're doing here, they knew they had this before.
Because the one cool thing, the one thing about the iPad that would be super cool is to do that FaceTime on iPad, and they need a camera. So I think they're going to do it, but like the next version of iPad is going to have a front-facing camera, so you can do FaceTime.
That's going to be awesome. This is retarded. It's like...
You want blended? Shake it.
You gotta go blend it.
security guards having a beer.
It's illegal. The beer
it's not
is
illegal at King Eddie's.
The beer is behind this section.
How much of the hummus is left?
There's probably like still a good decent amount, but it's, you know, I just eat most of the bread. Like,
hey, so why does that Melissa chick even fucking smoke if she can't handle it?
She really did take a big load of the hash. Because,
so why did she do that?
Because she, I underestimated her lung capacity. Because I still just loaded it up, but she just took it. And I was like, oh.
She smoked it all in one hit?
Yeah. And I was like, oh, and in instant, babe, went from like this to like this. Her eyes even got puffy. You couldn't even see her eyeballs. I was like, this. And she just went like this.
That went, oh man,
like that was a big hit. The
passionate kiss. Mm-mm. She's a captive. I need some Raymond, right? Raymond is fine. Thank you.
No, no, no,
no. You know, I like this, but with some Baileys, it's gonna taste better.
Yeah,
but it's blended. What do you make?
Well, it could have been
Western. I should have myself fancy, guys. Yeah, that's actually good. Dave Nye and Brandy, you know, like, with some fucking Baileys and some in it. I don't, I have no idea, but that is the fucking, that like be a mudslide with fucking a tank instead of mouth.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm going to go for another one.
I'm good.
Did you want to go for another?
Or
it's like kind of developing a buzz.
You didn't buzz that much?
Sure, I can have another drink.
Just in case, if you decide to sell your iPad, let me know.
Okay.